comes out of this Gemara. We have to discuss whether or not, what do you do about businesses, about doing business with Shemitah, and about people that don't follow Shemitah, does it become usher? Does it? What are the ramifications on people that don't follow Shemitah? And all of these halachas, all of the halachas of business with Shemitah, and a lot of halachas about what carries the Isser Shemitah, all come from the next two blot. Okay? This is where it is. Like, if a Koyel in Eretz Yisrael is learning Hilchos Shviyos, they're spending a lot of time on the Mishnah, Lama Tesim and Aleph, to Mem and Beis. Let's go. Halakeach lulav mechaveru. A person buys a lulav before Yantav b'shvius. Noisen le'eser b'matana. Lefishayin rashay lulokho b'shvius. So what does he do? So the Mishnah is assuming that there is a problem of buying anything that has Kedusha Shvius. Anything that has Kedusha Shvius, obviously from Eretz Yisrael, fruits from Eretz Yisrael, right? We're going to focus on fruits right now. We'll talk about whether or not it applies to other things. And therefore, when it comes to the Dalet Minim, that affects what of the Dalet Minim? It affects specifically the what? The Esro. And it doesn't affect the Lulav, right? That's what the Mishnah sounds like. The Gemara is going to clarify if that's true. Is it so pasha that there's no Kedusha Shvius on the Lulav? Or is it not so pasha? Why would we distinguish between the Lulav and the Esro? What is this based on? That's a pretty fundamental question. What carries Kedusha Shvius? What doesn't carry Kedusha Shvius? They both grow from the ground, so why is a lulav any different than fruits? You'll tell me different chilukim, I get benefit. I can get benefit from a lulav also. You can use a lulav as a broom. That's what they did. On Gemara and Shabbos talks about taking a lulav, and that's how they used to sweep. That's what they used to use as a broom. Not so different than our brooms, you know? For those of us that use brooms, but the lulav and the esrog. So why don't they both have kedusha shvius? We'll have to analyze. Okay, but the mishnah is assuming you're like so tired.
No, the mishnah, just a second.
I got you.
I got like a quick like 10 minute nap in that when you said 10:15.
Okay, the mishnah is assuming that the kedusha only applies to the esrog. So the mishnah says buy the lulav and don't pay for the esrog. So what's the obvious question that Gemara is going to deal with? Come on. This guy wants to make his cash. Esrog's where the real money is. How is this going to work out? It's not going to work. It's not going to be a functional business. When you're dealing with a yid who's not going to give it as a present. You know, he wants to make his profit. So what's the din? Mahu, what do you do? Amrav Huna. Rav Huna says, Mavliya leid me esrog belulov. There's something called Havla. I mentioned last time that this is very nogea. Havla is very nogea for jobs on Shabbos. That you have to be mavliya, the work that you do in the chol, you do it, and then you get paid for that, a larger amount for the work that you do on Shabbos. So also you do that, you do havla when it comes to the esrog as well. You pay more for the lulav, and you include in the price of the lulav what you would want to make for the esrog. So the Gemara says, v'leisav le'behedya, what does that mean, v'leisav le'behedya? Of the lace of lay behedya. What's behedya? Explicitly. Means what? Gemara says, what's the problem? What's the fundamental issue that we're dealing with? Why is the Mishnah bothered with paying for the esrog? Who says that there's an isser in Shemitah to buy products? Is there an issue to buy products in Shemitah? Am I allowed to go to a grocery in Shemitah, Rabbi Yisai? The lace of lay behedya is like Rashi d'mei esrog behedya. My time I in Rashi l'loko b'shviyas. Why can't you buy fruits of Shemitah in the Shemitah year? Says the Gemara, the following reasons. Because you're not allowed to give the money of Peyrus Shvius to an Am Haaretz. What does that mean? Says Rashi, very important Rashi. Ein Meisrin Dmei Peyrus, Da Teira Amra. What does the Torah say when it comes to Shvius? Rabbi said, there's a common misconception when it comes to Shemitah. Everyone gets very scared of Shemitah. I don't want, that's Shemitah. Keep that away from me. No. Let's understand what the Torah says in Parshas Bahar when it comes to the payers of Shvius. What does it say? It says, L'achol. The Ramban al Torah understands that to mean, according to most poskim, that there's a mitzvah's essay to eat payers of Shvius. Don't remove yourself away from payers of Shvius. just deal with it appropriately. Means it should be used to be eaten. Peir Shvius is not trif. Peir Shvius is not usr. Peir Shvius, when dealt with in the right way, is a mitzvah, according to the Ramban, to eat. Not everyone necessarily agrees to the Ramban, but that is the version of many poiskim in Shitas HaRamban and Parshas Bahar. What does it say? La'achla, but la'achla. Means la'achla v'loyle schayra. That is the isser that you shouldn't do big business with Peir Shvius. Shchor means business. Shekol Peir Shvius chayav in leis bayer. Why? What's the isser? Because eventually all the Peir Shvius have to be chayav in leis bayer. Has anyone ever here heard of the Zman beer? Destroyed. There is a limited time that you're allowed to eat Peir Shvius. And then once that time expires, then it becomes usher to eat. Why? Because there's a choivas beer. Now, what that choivas beer is a machlekes amongst the Rishonim. The Rambam was of the opinion that means any Peir Shvius that you still have in your house, once you hit the Zman beer on that product, you have to burn it, like beer chametz. The Ramban and the accepted practice in Eretz Yisrael today is that that's not true, and you will speak to any of your Israeli rebbeim, any of your Israeli families, they'll know what beer is. You will have to go outside and be mafgir, your peiris, that anyone who wants to come in can take it. That's what beer is means according to the Ramban. It doesn't mean beer, midlashim beer chametz. Either way, it's usur for you to eat it if you don't do the beer. You cannot get any benefit. You cannot eat those food after it expires. When does it expire? What is the date that the Zman beer kicks in? That Peir Shvius, or Boise, this is like Hilchos Pesach for Eretz Yisrael. This is Halach Lomais for Eretz Yisrael. When is the Zman beer for the different products? It depends. Not every product is the same. The Torah says in Parshas Bahar, when it's Kala Min Asadeh, when the fruits are no longer available and around for animals to eat it in the field, then you don't have the ability to eat it. And that's the Zman beer. So it will obviously depend on the agriculture. When the fruit is no longer producing in the field, that's when the Zman beer for a certain fruit. So the Zman beer for an esrog might be a different Zman beer for a tomato. I don't know. I don't know agriculture. I mean, I have a list of different Zman beers because these shilas came up for me. Why did these shilas come up? Because people in the shul asked me, you know, when it was, or in the eighth year, can I use this produce from Eretz Yisrael? And sometimes it got, no, it's after the Zman beer. I remember I got a shila of a Rav in Eretz Yisrael called me. He said he had a Talmud who got a maton, who gave him a matana of a bottle of wine. And it was Peir Shvius, and it was after the Zman beer. So it was not so pashut he could use that wine. But he also, there wasn't a beer done. There wasn't hefker, and if it's a shayla, Shlomo Zalman has a whole tshuva, if you didn't do the beer ba'inis, or it wasn't specifically violated, but if a person keeps his fruit and he doesn't know about the din hefker, so then the payers become usser at this man beer. So what else? Shekol payer shviyas chayav and lisbar b'shviyas sayin udmeyem, them and their money. This is very important, but you say this is a very unique halacha. Those of you that were in the Shir and Kiddushin, I mentioned this halacha. There are two types of items that not only the actual item has Kedusha, but it's what's called in halacha what? Tofsim b'dmeim. Dmeim tofsim. They're toifes. What does it mean to be toifes? To grab. They grab their cash. What does it mean to be grab their cash? Let's say I pay money for an avodah zarah. So the halacha is not only is the avodah zarah asur b'hanah, but the cash used for the avodah zarah in exchange for the avodah zarah is going to have kedusha. Let's say I buy shvius. Let's say I buy shvius. That shvius is also typhus demand. So if I buy shvius, the money used for that shvius is now going to have kedusha. Now you have the following shaila. Everybody said I spoke about this once in my shul. Let's say Costco has oranges from Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah, okay? So now I want to buy a pair of pants in Costco. Pants? No Kedusha Shvius there. Okay, great. One second. Can you do that? The change that they're going to give you are from cash that might have been used to buy oranges.
Credit card.
So now the change, the dime that you get in your change, and the cash that you use, by the way, Costco doesn't accept a lot of credit cards.
They accept Costco cards.
They accept Costco cards, okay. So then you can't, then that dime has kedusha. You'll tell me it's rov, and rov of the money there was not used for oranges,
yeah.
So it's not tofis d'mehem. But the Gemara in Beitza tells us, m'mayna's lo batal. Mamon is never batal. Mamon doesn't lend itself to bittel. Mamon has a certain chashivas that it can never be nullified, it can't be batal. So it's a big shaila about whether or not these stores, not just Costco, any store that has these products, what can you rely on in order to, you might have to make some sort of exchange. If this has kedusha, which should be chal on this fruit, and then I'll eat the fruit, whatever it is. But it's taifas demand. These are shilas that are alach lemaisa. Okay. And you shouldn't use this money and these stuff for big business. Latznia lachar shvius, says Rashi, why? To hold it and to hide it after shvius. Ula asher v'ame'aretz chashudin alkach. And those that are going to leave the money till after shvius, lefichich ein moshen lehem damim, likach mehem klum v'damim, deka'avar alif v'ne'ivar loisite mechshol. So what does Rashi say? Rashi just said a lot of stuff. What did Rashi just say? Everybody says it's very important. Rashi just said there's a problem over here. Why? The problem over here is that it's la'achla v'lo l'schora. So I would have stopped there if I were Rashi. That's it. La'achla v'lo l'schora. And says Rashi what? La'achla v'lo l'schora shekol peir shvius chayavin lizbar b'shvius v'hein dveim lo shiyas v'em schora salatzni achar shvius. Says Rashi, it's not independently usher to do business. It's because that if a person's going to end up doing business, what's he going to do? He's going to leave the money and the stuff around till after the beer, and then he's going to have this stuff after the beer, and he's going to violate the isser of these fruits after beer. So it's not an independent isser of doing business, but it's right. You're going to set up a michshol that a person who's going to have an amaretz, who's not going to keep the halachos properly, he's going to keep all of his stuff and all of his business around till after the beer, whereas that's after the expiration date, and that's a time that it's going to be usher. So that's what Rashi explains, and what did you basically do by you now giving him money and buying a fruit from this Ama Aretz that doesn't care about Shriyas, you violated Lifnei Iver Losite Mechshol, that now he's going to violate this Zman Beer. So if I would ask Rashi, is there an independent isser outside of the issue of leaving things around after the expiration date, after the beer, and violating beer, is there an independent issue of doing business? Sounds like from Rashi, no. The whole issur to do business is all a function of what? A person is not going to be makbid on the beer, and he's now, I'm going to be over Lifnei Iver by doing business with him, and he's going to leave things around after Shvius. Comes along Tosis and says, Rashi, you missed the boat. No. The Torah says something independently. There's an issur, la'achla v'loy l'schayra. Let's see Tosis. She'ein meisrin l'ama aretz mei perish Shvius. Perish with kuntris. The Rashi says that Torah amra la'achlu v'loy l'schayra shekol ha'perish shviyas chayavin lizbar b'shviyas heinun d'mehem. Anything that has kedusha shviyas, whether it's cash or the fruits, v'lo yaseh ben tcharaso, and don't do business with him, latznia la'achar shviyas la'hashir, to keep it around after Shemitah and become rich. Again, anyone who's going to make money off of Shemitah is going to want to have this produce around. You got to build a business. You got to keep it around in order to make money. You're not going to make $1 million in one day. You got to give it time. You got to let your investments ride. Rashi says when it comes to Shviz, you can't let your investments ride. Why? Because there's a Zman Beer. So now you're overlifting Yivro Sita Mechshol. He's just quoting Rashi. Peirush Bekuntres, Da Teira Amra. Rashi said that the Torah says La Achla V'Lo L'Schara. You need to eat it and not do business. But what does it mean, lo l'schayra? Says Rashi, that's not the independent reason. Rather, shekol ha'peirish shviyas chayovin lizbar b'shviyas, since ultimately there's going to be an expiration date that the peirish shviyas have to be not used anymore and are going to be usher, heinu d'meim, either the fruits themselves or their cash, below yaseh b'hem schora, so and a person should not do schora, which means what? Latznia, to hide, la'achar shviyas u'lahashir, to keep it around after Shemitah, because ultimately if a person's going to do business with them, he's going to violate this man beer, and he's not going to take care of it, he's going to keep his money around in order to let his investments ride. Says Taisis Vakasha. The Im Kohen, if that was right, Rashi's right, listen to what Taisis says. A sharp kasha. Not every fruit has a Zman Bir. Why doesn't every fruit have a Zman Bir, Rabbi say? Why?
It all grows around.
Because it's always around. It's always around. Never is not found on the field. Im Kohen Lishteru Kol Osen Ditznan B'Mesechah Shviyas Perek Zayin Shiesh Len Shviyas Ve'Ein Len Bir. There are a lot of fruits that what? That don't have a Zman Bir because they're always accessible. U'behedya Parach B'Shmaitzin Yachi Lulav Ve'Ein Lo Bir D'Miskayim Ba. When the Gemara itself in our sugya is going to say by Lulav, which doesn't have a Zman Bir because a Lulav what? A Lulav's around all through the year. A Lulav doesn't have a certain season. A Lulav's always around, so it doesn't have a Zman Bir. Because Limsor Dam of Lam Aretz, and still you're not allowed to give your money to Lam Aretz. So what is Taisis obviously assuming, Rabbi Yisai? The Isser Schaira has nothing to do with what? Bir. It's an independent Isser. And this is a fundamental machlekes Rashi Taisis. Why Lalach is there an Isser to do business with Perish Shvius? Elahainu Taima says Taisis, I disagree with Rashi. The Ikri Isure Tuva She'ein Ama Aretz Nizhar. You know why you're not allowed to give and do business with an Ama Aretz when it comes to Shvius? Because they don't know about all the laws. The Aser Liknos Behen Behema Tmeya. Because when it comes to fruit, what with the value, the cash that you're now exchanging for the fruits of Shvius that I told you now is Teifes Dmeyim. So now what? It's incumbent upon the person that's receiving the money to deal with the money in a kadosh way. And if he's going to use it in a non-kodesh way, that's going to be something horrible. That's violating the laws of Shvius. Not because of beer. This applies to even sing things, says Taisus, that beer doesn't apply to. That there is no beer because it's always found on the field. So what? Don't buy a non-kosher animal, a behemoth mayor, with that money. The karkos, you're not allowed to buy real estate with that money. Cholik vitalis, you're not allowed to buy clothing with that money. Uminolim. They know sin lo labayer, lo labalon. You can't use it for the bathhouses. Lo lasafin, lo lasafin. You have to treat this with tedusha. You can't use this money anyway. Dishvius la achila ulishtia ulisicha. Because the Torah says what? For shvius, what's the purpose of the pay of shvius? For what purpose? La achla. What do we infer from la achla? The la achla means just eating, drinking, and sicha. What's sicha? That's sicha with a sin. No.
Cosmetics.
Not exactly cosmetics. What type of cosmetics?
Lathering.
Ointments. Lathering. Ointments, exactly. Why is sicha allowed, Rabbi Yisai? Oh. Zokt laib yagmar in yuma. Sicha is kishtia. So therefore, you're being mekayim la'ochla by smearing it on your body. Because now your body is absorbing these foods. Where do you have such a concept that you found that the body absorbed foods like that, and there was an eating through the body? Anyone know? Wait, another Gemara in Yuma.
So cosmetics have to be kosher.
Oh, you can't put on ointments on Yom Kippur.
Where do you find that, Rabbi Say? The Gemara says in Yuma that when they ate the mun, it absorbed through their skin.
What?
It wasn't a regular achila.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
What? I'm not familiar with.
I'm very well aware.
Well, how do they taste it?
Oh, yeah, good kasha. How about this? How do they bench on it? They didn't do an achila. That's a good kasha. The Gemara says it was nivla beivarim. That's what the Gemara says.
It has a distinct taste. And how could it have a taste?
I didn't say. I never said. I didn't never said they didn't taste it. The same way there was a nase going in their body, maybe they could taste it that way also.
If it's going in their body, if you rub it in their arms,
yeah. Just roll it around.
Yeah, that's not such a big deal. But that's what the Gemara says. So Lamaisa sicha is kishtia. And like you guys pointed out, that there is an Isser on Yom Kippur for you to put ointments in there, and it might be included in the Isser of shtia. And there is an Isser of taking chametz and smearing it on your body if it's really real chametz. So now, what do you do with all of these shampoos and all of these creams and all of these things? So that the poskim say a dong wouldn't eat it. So if they're nifsel, again, most of these things, there are some that a dog would eat. You have to check, and that's why you need these chametz lists. But there are many things that are on the list. Many of our shampoos, many of our soaps. That is nifsal mi'achilas kel, and that's why you could eat it. But that's not so simple, Rabbi Say. Because let's say I would take shampoo and I would drink it. Is that mutter on Pesach?
Yeah,
what?
That's bigger problem. I mean,
you think this is funny? This is the issue with medication.
You're swallowing it.
So that's what's called achshave. That's what's called you being machshav this thing. And now you're swallowing it. So now, says the Rush, even if a person took charcoal and it was once a piece of bread and now it's totally nifsal me'achilas kelef. But now I'm going to put it and I'm going to swallow it. So that should be usher now on Pesach because of achshave. This is the whole introduction and the whole issue with medication. I'm not telling you medication's usher. And there might be most medications that will be mutter, but we need to understand why it's mutter. Why, if the Rush is saying when you're machshav it. So now I have a further question. On the assumption that if you're machshav it and you put it in your mouth, it is a problem, so then what? When you smear it on your body, do you say achshav it in such a scenario? So Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach said that is not considered achshav it. The smear on your body, that's for sure not considered achshav it, and there's no problem to use those things. But this is all fundamentally based on what? Sicha. So when it comes to Hilchos Shviyos, again, it's the same Torah. The same Torah on Pesach, the same Torah on Yom Kippur, is now going to have different applications in the opposite direction for Shviyos. When you smear it on your body, it's all one sugya. When you smear it on your body, so now that's a kiyum of la'achla, because Sicha is kashtia, because now absorbing it through your Evarim would be like drinking it. Givaldi. But v'loy l'shar dvarim, to now use it for anything else, to buy tickets to a ball game, that money, that's usser. Bois usser lefra'amim em chovo. And you can't pay back a loan with this money. Vein mesaper ladinim. Uliyisurim sheish peperis. Oh, I'm sorry. Vein mispar. This is a famous line, everybody say. Listen to this line. Underline this line in your thesis. Vein mispar ladinim uliyisurim sheish peperis shvius shetzarech linoik bohen kedusha shvius. But you say, this is why Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, from this thesis, why Mashiach will come from people who keep Shvius. The amount, look what Taisus says. Vein mispar ladinim sheyesh b'kdusha Shvius. Rabbi said, we have a yontif coming up. It's called Hilchos Pesach. There's a whole fat chelik of Mishnah Brura that discusses all the dinim of Hilchos Pesach. And yet what? Taisus says, with knowing Hilchos Pesach, knowing Hilchos Yom Kippur, knowing Hilchos Shabbos, that we have a whole fat Mishnah Brura on, Taisus says, when it comes to Shvius, ein mispar ladinim. It's endless the amount of dinim that come from Hilchos Shvius. Ein mispar ladinim. Don't forget this thesis. Thesis says, how could you give the money to an Amah Aretz? There's no way this person isn't going to know all the halachas of what he's allowed and what he's not allowed to do. And it has nothing to do with what? With beer. Rashi is absolutely wrong. Because according to Rashi, Rabbi Yisai, what should be the halacha when there's no beer? So then you should be allowed to give the money to an Amah Aretz. And Schayra should be mutter in such a situation. No, Taisa says independently. Because we know it's very difficult. When it comes to Shvius, this Taisa is a little bit of scary. So therefore, there's no way he's going to be able to retain the Kedusha. So therefore, you're not allowed to give money to an Amah Aretz and do big business with Shvius. Yeah.
Is it not finding in the field in Eretz Yisrael or anywhere? I mean, because you can find, like, since they're
no, Eretz Yisrael. It's everything's based on Eretz Yisrael. Yeah.
When do you see, like, other times where we're, like, I understand, like, with Shvius, it's very, like, cultured and everything. We're like, oh, you can't even give, like, an Amar's money. But, like, where do we see other situations where we're just like, no, we're so worried, like, you can't even do business with this guy?
Right. Yeah. Right. But he's saying we don't not give money. Yeah, we just don't involve money, them. Yeah. We don't not involve them. But now to
now we're saying, oh, we can't give him the money because then he might not know it.
Right. I don't know if you have other cases, but you also don't have a lot of cases. You don't have a parallel to Shvius that the money becomes kadosh. By everything else, the money is not tofis. So this is a concern. He's going to have the money, and this is a recipe for disaster. Because he's not going to be using the money.
There's no other
Kedusha.
Situation where money.
Avodah Zarah. So we're not going to be dealing with that. Fine. So that's the Gemara's question. Again, so all this whole conversation, this whole machlok is Rashi Taisus. Again, everybody, so what's the most fundamental question that you have to ask in every sugya once you finish a big Taisus? Why did I get here? What am I talking about here? So again, we had a Mishnah that talked about buying a lulav. The Mishnah clearly said that I can't pay the money for the esrog. I can only pay for the lulav. I, says the Mishnah, this is not practical. No one's going to sell me the lulav without making his money on the esrog. Says the Gemara, you have to be mavliyah. Pay it for the esrog. You can't pay the money directly for the esrog. Because why? Says the Gemara, why? Just pay straight up. What's the fundamental issue over here? So up to the Gemara, you don't give money to an amaret during Shvius. Why don't you give money for to amaret during Shvius? Rashi has his pshat. Taisus has his pshat. Good. So up to the Gemara, Disanya, how do you know this? What's the source for this? It's a braisa. Ein meisim dmei peir shvius lamaretz yosim mimalzin shalosh sudos. You cannot give money to an ama aretz more than what? Mazon shalosh sudos. Oh, I can give what? Mazon shalosh sudos. Why is mazon shalosh sudos okay, Rabbi Yisai? Right? Why is mazon shalosh sudos okay? Rashi says, aval mazon gimel meisrin. But if you're just giving the amount, what? I don't know. What do you think? 3 meals? $20, whatever. I don't know. Mazon gimel meisrin kedei chayav, because he needs to live. Because he's going to use it for Suda Shabbos. Became a Jehut, the bearer of Shabbos, Hutta L'choyim Osa Shabbos. So Rashi says, so since it's mutter for Shabbos, so then you're allowed to give that amount for the rest of the week. So that's Rashi's pshat. Taisus gives a different pshat. I'm sorry. No, Tyson doesn't say it here. Okay, fine. So that's what you're allowed to do. You're allowed to give him kedei chayav. Good. So there is, it's not usur everything, but you are allowed to give something. We need to see the next Tyson soon. 1 second. Okay, this Tanya. What? Shabbos?
No, I mean, Tosa said that it's an independent.
Right, so apparently we weren't concerned. Okay, Tosa's whole concern of doing schayer is because you're going to give him a lot of money. What? He's clearly not going to, you know, use it for kadosh things. But if you're giving him a little amount, so then that's not really business. So then I guess they weren't concerned about him using for other things. He needs to live. He needs to have food. So then that's going to be mekayim in the din of la'achla. So he'll use it b'teres eichel, because that's the basic necessity to live. What happens if b'di'evit I did it, Rabbi Yisai? What happens if I did give him more than shalosh sudos? I gave him a lot of money. So what I do, is there any rectification process? What does he say? He says, the kedusha on those monies that he has should now flip onto and should be mechulol, they should be chal, onto the fruits that I have in my house, and then I will now eat that fruit, b'toyres kedusha shvius, and be mekayim the din of la'achla. Now this is a big chiddush. Ubava oichla and kedusha shvius, the Gemara says, and then he comes and he eats it with kedusha shvius. Good? Everyone good? If b'di'evit I did it, I take the kedusha, I say the kedusha on his money that I just gave him should flip onto my fruits, on the money I gave him, should now to be now chal onto my fruits, so that it shouldn't anymore retain kedusha on those monies. He could use it for whatever he wants.
Wait, this is
once you b'di'evit did the business.
Why can't you just do that all the time?
Why don't you do that l'chadchila?
Yeah.
It's a good question.
Transfer it.
Yeah, I guess they're worried that you're not going to be able to, or you're not going to remember to Mustama. It's a good question.
You could just say like, oh, this, like, just a sentence, like.
I mean, Lemaisa, everybody said this is what we do in the Costco situation. We say, let it be chal on something else, and then I'll eat it b'teres shvius.
It's kind of what we do with
chametz,
we don't know. We just say like, this all chametz is not.
No, so that, you're not transferring it from one to the other. This is, you're transferring the kedusha from one entity to another. When it comes to chametz, you make this chametz null and void. You're now creating it.
Which you don't know of.
Right, correct. But you're not transferring it onto something else. You're just obliterating it. You're totally eradicating it. So that's, I'm not sure what the answer is, but I think Mustama, they were concerned that you're not going to do it or you're going to forget to do it, and that would be a problem. So then, what do? You take those fruits, and you're bava ochla mikdusha sviyas. But says the Gemara, this is a limited halacha. Bamed varam amurim b'leikeach min amufkar. You can only do that shtick if you're taking it from hefker fields. Ava b'leikeach min amishumer, afilu b'chatzi iser oser. But if you take from something that was guarded, even a small, minute amount of chatzi iser, which is going to be less than mazon shalosh sudos, that would be aser. Zakt Rashi. Ubacha rezeva ochla osam aperis bekdusha sviyas achila v'shtiyah v'sicha v'adlach hazaner shein hanos amutar shein. Fine. So you do it with the appropriate way. Bamedvar mamurim, when do I say the mazon gimel sudos miyam mosrim l'lokeach min amufka? Rashi says, when am I allowed to give the minute amount of just kedei chayav of three sudos? That's if what I'm taking from a hefker field. Shara chaver zeshen iskas lakdu a peiris alalu besada amufker she'ein ama aretz zo shomro, but the ama aretz is not locking up his field. Hol v'lo ra'inu chashud, since we don't see this guy to be a questionable shvius guy, and he's keeping the laws of shvius still. Mutar limser lo ma'at avalo harbe shalote eino tzara latznian. So again, when am I allowed to give him a little bit shiner? I'm allowed to give him a little bit if I know this chashud only deals with hefker fields and he doesn't lock up his field. But if this guy locks up his field, so therefore what? He's already in my eyes chashud being yanei shvius. It's questionable whether or not he keeps shvius. He doesn't keep these laws, I think. So then what? Even if I give him a little bit, what? I'm concerned. Then what? He's going to keep it around and violate what Rashi holds, which is the Isser beer. Eino tzara latzniyam, and he's going to hide them, right? Good. That's Rashi Shita. So again, even the case that the Gemara said was limited to Muslim Shalosh Sudos, that's only if it's a hefker field. But if you see a guy locks up his factory, and he's keeping everything guarded in the fields during Shvius, then that's going to be problematic. Oh, that's minamashumer. Minamashumer means guarded up. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, one of the halachas of Shvius is that I cannot, even if I have a garden in my house, I cannot keep it guarded like I do the rest of the year from other people. People have to be able to access it. People have to be. It's part of that. Part of the din of Shvius is to make it hefker. And it has to be accessible, and you're allowed to take it. And that's part of the dinim. So if you make it minam shumer, so Rashi says, you become a chashid. Now you're not keeping the laws of shvius. You're keeping it guarded. Shana just put it away. You're keeping it guarded. I see everything. So you're keeping it guarded. Comes along Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Yisai, and says, no, Rashi, you misunderstood the Gemara. It's not the issue that we're chashid people, and that we're concerned that if you do a little bit of Averis, you're going to do a lot of Averis. Says Taisa, says Rabbeinu Tam, a totally different shot. And Rabbi Yisai, I feel bad, he just left. This is the most important machlokes, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, one of the most important machlokesim, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, for Hilchos Shvius. Says Taisa, if it's Minah Meshomer, you know why you can't give any money? You know why? Because that's treif. Taisa holds that when something is guarded in Shvius, and it's not Hufker, becomes Aser Bachil. Trafes up your pots. It becomes Aser.
Why is that just...
That's part of the dinim. La'achla, it should be Hefker, and it should be Loimen HaMeshomer. Clearly Rashi does not hold like that, which many Rishonim disagree with Rabbeinu Tam. And there's a fundamental machlekes, understanding the difference of whether or not you would give under three sudos, is there an issue of La'achla, below the mashumer, that makes it aser ba'achila. This is a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos on the last daf in Yevamos. They have this machlekes, how to learn a Gemara, a certain story in the Gemara, whether or not if a person guards up his field, does that make the perish shvius aser ba'achila. That's why when they shift in Esrogim from Eretz Yisrael, and The Satmar Rebbe found out about it. Satmar Rebbe says you cannot be yotze with these esrogim that are part of the Heter Mechira. Why? Because Heter Mechira, by definition, are guarding the fruits. And therefore, it's problematic. So, not only do I not hold of the Heter Mechira, said the Satmar Rebbe, but said the Satmar Rebbe, once it's guarded, it now becomes Asr Ba'achila. And we know, or we don't know, but the Gemara in Sukkah on Lamed Heyam et al. Tells us that Esrog has to be what? Nitan la'achila, has to be edible, has to be something that's kosher. And if an Esrog of Arla, or an Esrog that's not able to be eaten, right, or has restrictions in whether or not it's to be eaten, so it's not a kosher Esrog. So said the Satmar Rebbe, this Heter Mechira Esrogim, no one should buy them, because it's Minam Meshumer, and Minam Meshumer is treif, and it's not kosher. So came along Rav Moshe Feinstein, and Rav Moshe Feinstein said, I disagree with the Satmar Rebbe. We don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. We paskin like the other Rishonim. Minam Meshumer does not make it Asr Ba'achila. And therefore, Rabbi Yisai, you have to realize this, that if a person buys Heter Mechira, whether or not you hold the Heter Mechira or not, it doesn't make, according to the other Rishonim, again, Machlek is Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, Machlek is the other Rishonim against Rabbeinu Tam, but according to many, many of the Rishonim, it doesn't make the food treif. It doesn't make it. You still, I hold that as Kedusha Shvias. I hold, you can't have all the kulas that you have when it comes to Heter Mechira, but it doesn't mean I can't eat that food, according to Rav Moshe, according to the way we paskin, and Rav Shlomo Zalman paskin like this as well, that it doesn't have Kedusha Shvias. There's a Chazanish. One Chazanish is a steer in two places. One Chazanish sounds like he was Cheshish for the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. But Ruba the place came held, the Maker Adin, this is something that's mutter, and you could use them because they're mutter ba'achili. You could use them as a srogim. But it all emanates out of our machlokes. How do you learn this Gemara? The Gemara that said that if it's minam meshubar and it's not minam mufker, that it's going to be usher to give him even less than 3 sudas worth, even a little bit of money, says Rashi, that's because of another reason, because he's chashud, and therefore I don't know, I know I can't trust him with any money because he's going to keep it around. But Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's for nothing to do with chashud. We're not chashud, this person. It's because if it's minam meshubar, so it's usher. It's just usher. It's usher produce, and that's going to be a problem. So Rabbi Yisai, is there any situations that business will be mutter? So I want to go back to a taisis. So taisis di ramaska on lam tesamina of di ramaska v'leisiv lei. This is a very important taisis. V'leisiv lei d'mei esrog be'edya. The Gemara asked Akashu before the Gemara knew everything we developed. Where I asked, what's the problem with giving money to the seller? What's the problem with giving him money? So Rashi had his pshat, Taisus has his pshat. So let's see this Taisus. The lace of lay dme esrog be'edya, my taima in Rashi laloko. What's the problem? You can't buy an esrog and give him money. Dimishum da aser laso schora. If you're going to tell me what the Gemara was assuming because of schora beper shvius, loy chashiv schora. It's not considered schora. Ella ki ahi de mesecha shviyas perek zayin lo ye loikeach yirako sada umoicher bashuk aval hu loiket ubnoi moicher al yado lokach laatzmo vahoser mutter limkor perish hainu loikeach hainu loiket kedetani seifa aval hu loiket ubehed yiktani betosefta lo ye loiket kshamaycher bashuk hu al loiket aser de lalaket laachlar marachmana below lalaket leschera the hainu limkor aval hu loiket ubnoi moicher al yado. The low chashiv schayra kaven duhu loy liktim. Says Taisus that there is a heter built in if one person is going to be loki, is going to pluck it, and another person is going to sell it. So by definition, that's not going to be the classic iser schayra. The iser schayra usually is that you're creating it and then you're selling it. That's the business I'm trying to do. You can't do your classic businesses. But if you do different things, that you do a shinoi. I'm the one who plucks it, you're the one who sells it. So not every Isser Schayra is included in the Isser Schayra. Now, I'm not going to go into all the details, but you have to understand the qualifications. If it's a large abundance, even if you do it with another person, the poskim say that would be a problem, because if you're doing it on a heavy scale, that would be a problem of Schayra Beperish Shvias. But Taisus already quotes that there are things from the Mishnayos and Shvias, that there are certain ways that if you get, you know, your son to do it or someone else to do it, to sell it, so it's going to be on a smaller scale. It's not going to be the classic schora, then it's going to be mutter. B'shalmi amra ach milakta v'echad moicher al yedeim da al yedei avlo mocher lo v'shal chavero. So that's another Eter. The Efsher, the next, the end, the bold face. The Efsher, the Hakoyne Mechaviru Kedei Larviach V'Limkor B'Yoyker Hainu Nam Yischer. But if a person does it to make a lot of money and to make a lot of profits, so then that's going to be the Isser of Schirus. So already you see in Taisus, the classic Isser of Schirus is not every purchase. Not every purchase, and there are certain ways to build in on a smaller scale that you could still sell it. So therefore, Taisus says, there must have been something different than the classic Isser Schira, because we could have done on a smaller scale with this Esrog. If you're going to some guy and say, oh, by the way, can I just buy your Esrog off you? You could have done it that he would pluck and his son would sell. You could have done some Shinoi that it wasn't classic the Isser Schira. So what was the Gemara's Kasha that said, yeah, why can't you give the money? No, not because of the classic Isser Schira, but because of what? There's an additional Isser to do what? To give money to Na'am Aretz. Why is there an additional Isser to give money to Na'am Aretz? Because, not like Rashi said, because we're worried that he's not going to, that he's going to violate the Isser Beer, but because there are many different halachas when it comes to Shvius, of what you're allowed to use the Dusha of Shvius for, and there's no way that this guy is not going to violate all these misperdinim for the Kedusha Shvius. So just let me just rehash just what happened in Taisus. Taisus said, the Gemara asked the Kasha, pay the money up front for the Esrog. What's the problem? Gemara has no idea what the problem is. So Taisus says, what do you mean what the problem is? So it says, comes on the first Taisus, there's an Isser to do business with Shvius. You can't have your regular businesses with Kedusha Shvius. La'achlov la'leschayra. There's an Isser d'araisi. You're not allowed to do business with Shvius. Says Taisus, that wasn't bothering the Gemara. Still, the Gemara knew about the Isser of Schayra. The Gemara knew the Mishnayis and Shvius, that you're not allowed to do classic business. So the Gemara was saying, but there's ways around not doing classic business. If it's not a lot, if it's done with Shinuim, with other individuals involved, he plucked it, he sold it. So the Gemara was still asking, if we get around the classic Isser Schayra, why can't you give the money for the Esrog over here? On that, the Gemara says, because Ein Meisrim Peirish Shvius Lama Aretz, Demesh Peirish Shvius Lama Aretz. Even in addition to what? The classic Isser Schayra, there's a problem with just giving the money of Peirish Shvius to an Am Aretz. Why? Says Taisus, not because of beer, not because of an expiration, even those things that don't have beer, there's an issue with him to have anything with Kedusha, money with Kedusha. Why? Because he's not going to use it for the appropriate things. He's going to buy tickets to the ball game. He's going to buy plane tickets with his money. He's going to violate the Isser Shvius, and he's not going to retain the Kedusha of Shvius on this money. There's an additional Isser above and beyond the classic Isser of business of just giving money to an Am Aretz. On that, the Gemara says, that violation of giving money to Amar Aretz, that has limitations. It doesn't apply to Kedei Chayav. It doesn't apply to the amount that he has to live off of, that he's going to use for his own food. Then you're allowed to give him that amount of cash, just a few different shkolim, you're going to give us such a person, you're allowed to give him that amount. Says the Gemara, but that's only if it's coming from produce that what was a field that was hefker. But if it's a field that was meshumer, so then that's going to be a problem. Why is it going to be a problem if it's a field that is meshumer? Says Rashi, because he's choshed. He's guarding his field. He's not being mafker his field. This person apparently does not care about El Cheshvius. He doesn't know about El Cheshvius. We have to be choshed him. So therefore, we have to be concerned that even the little amount of money that I'm going to give him, which is even kedei mazon shalosh sudos, he's going to leave it around for, again, Rashi Lishitaso, for this man of beer. He's going to leave it past the expiration date. He's going to be matzniya. Any money he gets, he's going to add to his bank account, and he's going to leave it for his business. Says Taisus, that's not the reason. The reason is not because we're chayshed him, and there was a chshad. Says Taisus, no, it's a reason because if it's menav shumer, so what's the problem, Rabbi Yisai? It's treif. It's non-kosher. You can't, the Satmar Rebbe, you can't use esrogim that are gum from a garden field. If a person doesn't keep the halachas of Shvius, not only did he violate a mitzvah in the Torah of not being mafkir his field, but he just, according to Rabbi Natan, he just made all of his foods from having a mitzvah on them to being usur ba'achila, to now being able to treif up foods. So this issue of how to understand the difference between min ha-meshubar or min ha-hefker is now going to be a machlekes, major machlekes rishonim. And now, in situations where, let's say, a person doesn't hold to the heter mechira, does it treif up my pots? Is it aser ba'achila? That would be a major machlekes rishonim, Rabbi Yisai. Wild ramifications. One of the most important machlekes in the rishonim for Shemitah, living in Eretz Yisrael, knowing whether or not it treifs up your food. Yeah.
So it tells us in Lasev, the Lasev says that the issue with Sephara is, or like the Isser is in large amounts.
Yeah.
Like a small business would be an issue.
No, I don't know about a small, but if you do Shinuyim and you're not running it like a business, so then it wouldn't be an issue, right?
Can we also be Medayik and Rashi of in most of the Imperials, the same thing, that Rashi would agree that a small, something small wouldn't constitute Sephara? When he says Ochovo was Sephara, because Rebbe said that meant like big business?
I don't know.
Using that translation?
No, I don't. Rashi doesn't tell you. Rashi says anything. The reason there's an Isra of Elachol Eschor, Rashi says, all Rashi says in that Rashi is that this person is going to leave it around for investing it and leaving it around after the Zman Beer. So, I mean, again, the Gemara itself says that by a small amount of mazon shalosh sudas, we're not concerned about that because he's gonna eat it, right? But the point is that the Tosas holds there's two separate issues going on in the Gemara. There's an issur of classic schora, and then there's a separate issue. Even if you're not doing classic schora, you're not doing kedei la'arviach and to make money. You're doing it even in an abnormal way, which is not the way you usually run your business. But there is a separate issue to give money from peiros shvius to an amaretz. Even shalom b'torah schora. Stam. An Amaretz is not going to use this Kedusha appropriately. That's a separate Isser in the Gemara. Rashi is a wild cheetah. Rashi holds that the whole issue of schora is not an independent issue. It's all based on beer. And it sounds like, according to Rashi, that's the only issue going on in the Gemara. Is that is the issue of giving money to a person that's going to violate Zman Beer. That's the issue of Schora, and that's the issue of him having money, because Rashi holds there's one fundamental issue. Is a person going to keep these things around after the expiration date? That's it. According to Tosis, that's not the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, first of all, there is an independent issue of Schora, of doing your business normally. That's just an independent violation on me. I can't do I can't do the schayra. Nothing to do with amaratzim. Tell me the chachamim. They can't do schayra. They can't run businesses normally in terms of shvias. The Torah said, lachov lo schayra. Rashi doesn't hold with that, it sounds like. And then Tosis says, and even in the Gemara where you weren't concerned of schayra, because you could sell this esrog in a way that's not going to be the classic business-like manner, but still, you can't give money to an amaratz because he's not going to retain the kedusha. So there's a lot of different approaches to this Gemara, which is ultimately going to affect what is the story with business and with giving money to Amaratzim when it comes to Shvius. And then there's this additional machlekes of what about things that were not dealt with appropriately. They were min ha-mashomer. Does that make a treif? Does that not make a treif? That's this long taisis. We didn't have time to read it inside, but that's this long taisis that disagrees with Rashi. That's where he quotes Chav Kuf Chav Be'ezim Rav. I told you, the last daf in Yevamos, that's the machlekes Rashi and taisis. That's machlekes Rashi and taisis. Okay, let's go on. Mesiv Rav Sheshes asks, Umenamifkar Gimel Sudos Vesulo. So what? And if it's taka from a hefker field, so then you're allowed to what? Give him money. Give him money, right? Vesulo Frekta Gemara? That's it? And if it's more than Gimel Sudos, you're not allowed to? Really? Uraminhi, but I have a brisa that contradicts that. The Brisa quotes a lot of foods, hapigim, yarzavan, vashitim, vachalgolos, vakusavar, shebaharim, vakarpas, shebnaharis, vagargil, shel efer, pturim, and amaiser. They're all potter for miser, all these things. What are these things, Rabbi Isai? Hapigim, asiv, a type of grass, a yarzavon.
Sorrel.
A what?
Sorrel.
What is that?
No idea.
Hanplash. What's hanplash? Where's the Loaze Rashi? Where's the Loaze Rashi? Okay. So these are asavin tamim karav lulu vegafanim, also type of grass, vashitin. It's a vegetable. Oh really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Vachal gugulos, pull.
Purslane.
What?
Purslane.
What's that?
No idea.
Okay.
It's looking up, isn't it?
Vakus for shalharim. Ugadol baharim aval kusver shel gina chashivu. So all these types of food, they're vakarpa shel nar shekorin belaz krishun.
Parsley,
great. Vagargol shel efer. Okay, so now let's go to what's the din on them. Pturim and amayser. Why are they pturim and amayser? B'chol hashanim, every single year. In the first time, she'ein kayotze behem nishvar, she'ein chashuvin ala brius, u'mafgirin osun lakol, v'hefker pturim and amayser. B'isai, that is such an important Rashi. What did Rashi just tell us? D'chsiv, u'ba alevi ke'ein lo chelik v'nachli yamach, b'davar she'ein lo chelik v'nachli yamach, he told Master Osof. Yotze hefker leket shechupeya, sheish lo chelik v'nachli yamach.
Oh, they're never watched.
Rabbi Say, no, not a watch. What's the halacha? Who gets meiser, Rabbi Say? What? Meiser? Oh, you're a Levi? Never knew that.
Likewise.
Meiser Ani gets is Ani. Okay, everybody, so let's go through. You got to know this stuff, okay? Let's go through the years, okay? First year, okay? You have produce, okay? Everyone listen. You have produce. First part you take off, okay? You take off for the Kayin, that's the Truma, okay? Then you take off Meiser Rishon. Meiser Rishon is for who? For the Levi. Then you take off what? Meiser Sheni, that is eaten by who?
Everybody.
By you, but you have to eat it where? In Yerushalayim. But these dinim are no gay, everybody. So they're halacha lemaisa in Eretz Yisrael. Good. Second year, same thing. Third year, what switches? Meiser Sheni switches to Meiser Ani. Good. So every year you're giving the Kayin and the Levi. Truma is the first part, and then Meiser Rishon is after you take from the Truma, you take what? A tenth off of the produce. Truma is not a tenth. Only Meiser is a tenth. That's what the word Meiser is, a tenth. Now, whether or not a tenth of what's left or a tenth before the Truma, that's 2 days in Taisus. Okay, it's a good Shiloh. Fine. So now, good. So says Achidish, says Rashi, who gets the Meiser? Okay, a Levi, right? Why does a Levi get Meiser? Because the Pasuk says, what the Pasuk says? What does the Pasuk say? What does that mean? So he has no? He has no Nachla. So now he's allowed to take from your Nachla because he doesn't have a Nachla himself, right? What does he have a Nachla in? Hefker. If it's Hefker, and you don't own it, so that's just as much his as much yours. So by definition, everybody says, now the system makes sense. It's not just Stam an arbitrary rule. It makes a lot of sense. If the item is Hefker, so then it's Pater from what? Pater from Iser. Because it's Hefker. The Pasuk of Kein Le'achalek Menachal Le'imach. So therefore, everybody said, guess what? During Shemitah, since it's Hefker, there is no Chiyuv of Trumas and Meisers. So you might have a lot of obligations. You might have Mispardinim of Shvius, but what don't you have? You have a Kula. You have a leniency when it comes to Shemitah. There is no Chiyuv of Trumas and Meisers because it's Hefker. And Kein Le'achalek Menachal Le'imach because of this Rashi. Don't forget this Rashi. Okay? Very important.
How do Levine get food? They gotta go pick it themselves.
Yeah.
It's all Hefker.
Yeah, it's Hefker. Same way you get food. The only reason we make a distinction the rest of the year is because it's private property. When it's not private property, so then there's no chiyuv of Trumas and Meisers. Very important. Remember, when I was in the Shira, Shefter used to make a big deal about this drasha of Kein Lo Chelik and Achlimach, about Pturim in Africa. Okay. V'nikachin mikol adam b'shvius. Now, next Rashi, what's all these things that are hefker type foods? So every year they're hefker, so therefore they're potter from a meiser. And also, v'nikachem mi'okol adam b'shvius, l'fi she'ein kayyotze behem nishmar. Zokt Rashi, v'nikachem mi'okol adam b'shvius, v'yafal gav d'shvius naga b'mufkarin. And even though shvius is still noeg on mufkar, if they she'ein kayyotze behem nishmar, v'avli lekech b'na mufkar, and even though you don't know what, if this person himself was mafgir, what did Rashi just say? Gotta read it, Adam. What did Rashi just say? Rashi said, if this is You don't know if the Bailam was mafkir over here. But what? It's this type of stuff that, you know, people, it's by the rivers, it's not chash of a thing, so you can assume that this is mufkir. So if you could assume that this is mufkir, then what? Rashi's saying that I don't have to be concerned what the Gemara said above, that it's minama shumer. If it's minama shumer, right, what's the halacha Rabbi say? Then I can't even give under, no, according to Rashi, then I can't even give under three meals amount, because any money from a chashud, I have to be chashid, that he's going to hide it away, and he's going to leave it after the expiration date. Says Rashi, even if you didn't hear that this guy was mafkir, these fruits, this is a type of fruit that you could assume everyone is mafkir, so you're allowed to give the money to this person, and you don't have to be chashid him like you would in other halachas. Good? Good. So says the Gemara, so the Gemara has a kasha, but the Gemara is mashma, you're not limited in how much you're allowed to give him. As long as it's min amufker, I can even give money, what? More than shalosh sudos. That's the Gemara's kasha. Lefisha ein kayoitz v'em nishmaru. So the Gemara says, no, very simple.
Where's the question mark? In the
Gemara. Right before who? Again, let's read the Gemara. Meisav Rav Sheshet, that's the kasha. U'min amufker gimel sudos v'su lo? Only three sudos if it's taka mufker and it's not mishumer? Urmini, but I have a brisa that seems to be mashma that you have endless amounts as long as you know that it's mufker. Why? Because it's all mufker. Because no one guards these things up. So no one's chashed on it. So what's the Gemara's kasha question mark? Gemara's kasha is, but you're not limited. The brisa never said you're not limited three meals. Dr. Gemara, who moisiv la, he asked, v'hu mefarik la, and he gives an answer to his own question, b'chdei mon shanu. What does that mean, b'chdei mon shanu? Rashi, b'chdei mon, b'chdei mizaynois of shanu, dinikchin v'haynu shalosh su'udos. No, the Braisa says you're allowed to take what? B'chdei mon. So if you're allowed to take b'chdei mon, how much is b'chdei mon? B'chdei mon is the amount of sustenance for a person. How much is the amount of sustenance for a person? Hazon gimel sudos. So that is accurate with what we said, that up the situation where it's mufker, then you're allowed to give damim and cash to an ama aret the amount of three sudos. Ask the Gemara, kasha. Bechtei mon is the amount. What does Rashi say? Look at Rashi. Bechtei muzanos shanu dinikchin v'hainu shalosh sudos. You're allowed to give the amount of money of three meals. So that's accurate. Mon, food, sustenance, like mon from Shemayim. So bechtei mon, the amount a person needs to live, that we're not restrictive, and you're allowed to give that amount of money to an Am Haaretz. Rashi says, as long as it's been a mufkar and this guy is not a chashid, so he's going to use it for food, and that's what he's going to use it to live on, and that is accurate, that was what the Braisa was talking about. But don't think that there's a Braisa that says you're allowed, by certain items that are min a mufkar, you can pay endless amounts. No, everything is restricted to three sudos, and you're not allowed to give more to in Am Haaretz. Ask the Gemara Kasha. My mashma dahai mon lishna de mizayinehu. How do you know that mon means... Adam's kasha, how do you know that mon means mezainus? How do you know that it means food? Techsiv vayimon lahem amelech. Because in the pasuk in Daniel, it says, vayimon lahem amelech, drayom biyomo mipas bag hamelech, umiyayin mishtav. So the pasuk says that the melech gave them food, and it uses the lashon of vayimon. Rashi says, "Betzarchi suda mishtoi krab Daniel, vayimon amelech, vayifarnes amelech." So you see that the lashon of mon in the Braisa follows the Lashon of Mon in the Pasuk, and Vayiman is the Mezainus of a person, and a person should always realize, Rabbi Isai, that whatever Mezainus they have, whatever Hatzlacha and Parnasa they have, it's all Mon, it's all from Shemayim, and there's not Stam Gemara and Pasuk Daniel, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is referring to the Mezainus and the Parnasa of a person, that it's all Hashkacha, it's all from the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's all Mon Min Shemayim, and it's all from the Siyata Dishtaya of the Eibishter, and we refer to Mezainus in this Gemara as Mon.